It's been a really big week for us all, particularly with the budget coming out, and there's a lot happening down in the Council of Alexandrina. The Mayor joins me now. Thanks so much for joining me, Keith Parks.
Thank you, Jenny, and welcome.
Thank you. And I just wanted to ask you first, before we talk about all this other stuff, my topic on the show today is, what do you love most about this time of year, autumn? What do you think?
Well, the favourite thing I like that we haven't got yet is the rain.
Yes.
But we need some rain badly. But we normally get these beautiful, balmy evenings, you know, sort of still a bit of warmth in the air, but not a lot of wind, and very pleasant time of the year normally.
It is, and not too extreme generally.
No.
Now, it's been a really big week, and the budget has been handed down. Huge infrastructure spend. How does your region fare?
I think we're very fortunate from what's come in the budget, particularly with our roads funding. You know, the extension of the Southern Expressway to McLaren Vale, the duplication of the Victor Harbour Road, substantial increase in the roads to recovery, $114.5 million in road safety packages. And another thing which is fantastic is that we rely on some of the grants we get from the federal government. One of them is a supplementary local roads program. And that's now been continued for $40 million over two more years, which is fantastic because we weren't too sure if that was going to continue. So that's there's some really good things in the budget. I think we should be very happy with what we've got to look forward to. And, of course, we're all looking forward to what comes out of the election, which is coming shortly, as we know.
Mm. Yes, we will find out in a few days' time when that gets called. What are your thoughts on the Victor Harbour Road one? Because I think the RAA said they called for almost $600 million, I think, to be invested in that road. Do you think it'll go far enough?
I think they'll do it. It'll be a stage thing, obviously, and they'll do it I think they'll do it in the appropriate, and $600 million sounds like you couldn't duplicate it. It'd be a massive project to do it all the way to Victor Harbour. Once you get past Mount Compass, the road, the topography of the countryside changes so much that there's a lot of work to make that road much wider. But the improvement in the road, apart from the road safety aspects, it'll reduce the commuting time from Adelaide and the southern suburbs down to our region, which is going to be great for tourism. And I think it will also make it much more appealing for people to move out into the rural areas and commute to work in the city. They're much nicer.
Yeah, that's true. That will support more growth, I suppose, in the area. And there's a lot of freight that goes through there as well.
That's right. So that's the other thing that's of benefit is the looking at freight routes at the moment for B doubles and things like that, so that we can move produce from Victor Harbour, from the Yankalilla area, and down through the region, either through towards Murray Bridge or in the southern suburbs of Adelaide and out to the north. It's getting the roads to a standard which it's safe for those sort of vehicles to use.
Mm. And tell us a little bit about the community funding programs.
There was another $200 million it's been put up for another round of Building Better Regions, which we've got a couple of projects we'll put in for that. The Butter Factory, the Malang community, got $308,000 towards their progress of renovating the old Butter Factory, which is a very historic building in Malang. The Gore Twellington Lap, who do enormous amount of revegetation work and in huge amounts during the after following the drought, they got $270,000 for another re-veg program, which covers little bits of all over the area. So there were some good things for our communities came out of those grants. And there's also $22.7 million coming up for another round of the Stronger Communities program. So these are all things which I think are going to be a benefit to us, particularly in Mayo, because we've not done very well in the last few rounds with grants. We've missed out substantially. And we're looking forward to having a bit more of a bigger slice of the pie, if you know what I mean. Mm. So we've missed out heaps, and it's all been going to areas around us.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, Mayor Parks, the Mount Compass Recreation Park, tell me about this. The site's being prepared at the moment.
Yes, they've started work on the site. We're going to have a community drop-in session at the War Memorial Hall. It's on Friday the 12th, so that's next Friday. That'll go from 2 till 6.30, hoping that by going to 6.30, we can get people who've got time on the way home from work to pop in and have a look. And it'll just give the community a further chance to have a look at what we're going to put in there. The final designs are done now. We did a huge amount of consultation. And so it'll mean that people may get a first-hand look at what's happening because the earthworks have started, and it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be, people come from the southern suburbs. They'll come and visit Mount Compass just to go to the playground, the recreation park.
Yeah, because there's a huge amount of things that you can do there, right?
That's right. It incorporates a skate park, a BMX track. The whole theme of the whole place is nature play. There's basket swing, slides, and then lots of other adventure play stuff like logs and carvings and very similar to what we did at Bristow Smith Reserve, that type of thing. It's lots of structures for kids to climb over and have a bit of fun and enjoy themselves out in the fresh air. That reserve, just so that people know, that reserve is between Anderson Court and Way Court in Mount Compass. And we've got to say thanks to David Basham, our local member for Finnis, who got us $300,000 from the state government towards this project. It's a $1.15 million project.
Wow.
And be a fantastic asset for our community, but for the people of Mount Compass. I know they can't wait to see it finished. Mm.
When's that expected to be completed?
Should be finished, I would say, depending on how we go with the weather, but before, I would say it'll be finished before the start of next summer.
Great. And the South Australian Wooden Boat Festival, that's coming up very soon.
Getting very close. It's on the 27th and 28th of April. It's the 16th festival. It's on biannually. It's held in the Goolwa Wharf area, but it does go along the waterfront from the Goolwa Wharf past the yacht club and down to the aquatic club, so it takes in quite a bit of the waterfront. Armfield Slip is part of it, and it has all sorts of displays. There'll be paddle steamers, wooden boats of all types, sailing boats. There's a pirate trail for children. There's a photography display, boat building competition, and demonstration sailing demonstrations. And there's the Murray River Eco Maze.
Oh, what's that?
Children can go through that, and it's an interactive storytelling theatre, which you can dress up and listen to Dreamtime stories about the history of the Murray.
Oh, that's great. So that's the sawoodenboatfestival.com.au for more info on that one on the 27th and 28th of April.
Sure.
And Mayor Parks, the how do you say it? Gazania?
Gazania Free. Yeah.
Gazania Free Gardens.
Yes, we did a Gazania Free program deal some months ago, so we're doing it again now. There's a Gazania Free Goolwa last time. This one is just going to be called Gazania Free Gardens, and it runs through all of April and May and focused on Middleton. And the campaign's designed to we get local residents to remove the gazanias from their gardens and roadside verges and replace them with local native plants. So if they pull them out and collect them, they take them along to the community nursery on Kessel Road in Goolwa, and they will give you a free six-pack of local native plants in exchange for them.
Oh, that's
and
great.
The nursery's open on Fridays from 9 to 4.
Now, why is this? It's a particularly bad weed, is it?
It's a weed, yeah. They look quite nice, but they are a weed, and they're just getting worse and worse. They're getting into the sand dunes area down along the coast. They form a dense ground cover, and that competes with native plants and ends up defeating the native plants. So we lose the native ground covers and the native plants which we really want. And this plant, the Gazania, came from South Africa. Pretty flower, but it's a pest.
Right. And you can find out more at the Alexandrina Council website?
That's right. At www.alexandrina.sa.gov.au/Gazania. And you'll find out all about it.
Great. That's a really good initiative. And I probably don't have time to go through all the events coming up in Alexandrina, but are there a couple on your radar at the moment?
There's plenty. What have we got? We've got Got Signal Point, of course. We've got three exhibitions there. There's Colours of Light, Marek Herbert, an exhibition there now, which is fantastic. Drawing on Country is around the region. That's at Strathalbyn, Goolwa, Clayton Bay and Rowcan. That goes until the 6th of April. We've got at the Goolwa Library, we've got John Ovenden presents Love Bites, which is a free event. And then we've got Olivia and Pete. That's the songs of Olivia Newton-John and Peter Allen. That's at the Mount Compass War Memorial Hall on the 13th of April. That's $35, and you need to book. Then you book at www.ticketbo, all one word, so ticketbo.com.au /MC Supper Club, all one word. So, and then, of course, on the 13th and 14th of April, a free event for the community is the Aquatic Club Aquafest, which takes in speedboats and there's hydroplanes, all sorts of speedboat on water activities, water skiing. Fantastic event, free, and they normally have some activity things there for the kids, like jumping castles and things like that. Lots of food stalls and a good family day out.
Oh, that's
13th and 14th of April.
Sounds great. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Mayor Keith Parks.
Thanks, Jenny.
Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.